Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
And now, a blast from the past.
Flush the Format Friday.
Y94.
Gaga with applause. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Credit card cash out giveaway $450 this morning to Mark. And if you want to win some money, up to $1,000, we play again today at 11:20, 2:20, and 4:20, four times a day, every single weekday. Details, y94.com. Hi, happy Friday. So I do want to see if we can help out Marissa here just real quickly. Now, she texted a little while ago, and I think we can probably get some thoughts for her. Now, it is one of those texts where somebody sends it and it comes in the form of like five different text messages because it becomes more of a, well, it looks more like to be an email size story than a text. But I'm just going to kind of give it just the synopsis, I think. She is kind of into a guy and is acknowledging that often guys are the ones doing the pickup lines and kind of making the moves first on women. And she is looking for instances or advice in terms of hitting on a guy. And ladies, when is the time you picked up a guy? Did you have a good line? Did you have a good move? Or did you just go, hi? I feel like here's why this will be a quick conversation. I think most men, you just walk up to us and be like, hey. And we're going to be like, hi. Hey, how's it going? Hi. And they'll end up doing a lot of that legwork for you just because they're excited you're talking to them. But that's my first thought. Maggie, have you ever made that first move on a dude before?
You know, I haven't, but a very good girlfriend of mine actually did this, and I was like, you're not really going to do this, are you? She left a note on a napkin. We went out to dinner one time, and she saw this really cute guy sitting with his buddies at the bar. So she left a note on a napkin and told our waiter to go give it to him after we left, and he actually called her, and they dated for like 6 months.
So that actually ended up working out for her.
Yeah. Well, they were only together for 6 months, but I mean,
working out for six months. Wow.
I know. I was like, you're not really going to do that, are you?
Huh. I had a buddy one time that it was kind of similar to that, but it was the waitress. And how often have you gone out with your friends and been like, isn't our waiter or waitress so attractive? Oh, my God. And he actually got hit on by the waitress, which I feel like that never happens.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, and it's not a story about me, of course, but the guy, the buddy that he had to him, I was like, nah, he felt pretty cool about it. And he was married. I mean, he's a married guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't do nothing about it. But I think he felt just like the hottest poo ever.
It's a confidence booster.
I guess. But usually when you see the waiter or the waitress being really friendly, you're like, oh, they're just trying to get tips. This one actually was interested. Now, have you ever had a woman make the first move on you?
I did, and it was in the grocery store, and I loved it.
What did she do?
I ended up helping her get something off of like a high rack or something, and she was with two friends and just asked me out right then and there, and it was just like, holy crap, this does happen. It just doesn't happen at all, really. So when somebody actually does it, it's like, wow, okay.
Like 3 years ago, we had a live broadcast at one of the bars in town, and like a 70-year-old woman was really intoxicated and came over and said some really friendly things to me.
70. She wasn't 70.
She could have easily been 65, maybe. She was up there. I mean, she's a member. She can get discounts on dinner. That's all I know. She can get discounts on dinner. So we had Denny's about 4:30 in the afternoon for months together.
For a morning guy, you guys were meant to be together.
I know. When did you make the first move? Marissa's looking for some advice. 237 hits, or you can text 35270.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Flush the Format Friday.
All different types of music that I absolutely love.
Y94.
Flush the Format Friday. Y94, the number one hit music station. Playhouse, Zero, Rat, Maggie, 237 hits. You can text 35270. Talking about women making the first move in the courtship, picking up a guy. You ever do that?
Yes, I have.
How did that go?
It went good, actually. What I did is I went into his business and kind of was attracted the first minute I saw him. And later on that day, I sent him an email telling him how attractive I thought he was and to see if he was interested in pursuing things. And we're still together to this day.
Wow.
For 2 years.
You know, here's what I really like about that story is it just shows kind of a fun parallel. Because if you, as a woman, send a guy this message, it's like, I just want you to know, I think you're so attractive and I want to spend more time with you. He's just going to be like, sweet.
Yeah.
You run a high risk as a male sending that message to a woman as being super creepy, super fast.
Yes.
Hey, Maggie. Oh, I'm just writing you this letter on Facebook because you must not have figured it out from my continuous poking.
Oh, no, I got it.
I think you are extremely attractive. I've been watching you for a long time. I like what I see, and I'd like to see more.
Oh, my God.
Please, let me water your plants in Farmville for you. If you haven't noticed, I've been liking your photos at 2 in the morning. There's a reason.
Especially ones from 2 years ago.
Stop. You guys are freaking me out.
You ever make the first moves on a guy before?
I did.
Well, how'd that go? What'd you do?
Well, we worked together at a place called Smucker's, and he was my maintenance man.
Jelly of love.
And I didn't like what the girl that he was seeing was doing to him behind his back, and so we started hanging out and going to concerts, and 9 years later, we've been married for 7 and have 2 kids.
Holy cow!
Wow.
Yeah.
So Smucker's as in the jelly company.
Yeah, we made those little sandwiches called the Uncrustables.
I love the Uncrustables.
I'm loving you more and more the more the conversation goes on.
I know, and so like my job, I ran the grilled cheese line. So I was the line operator and he was my maintenance man and I basically married my best friend.
You know, I'll tell you this, and I know this wasn't the point of your story, but what's going to stick with me from that whole conversation is you went from Uncrustable jelly, yum, delicious sandwiches to grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ever so confused.
Dear Uncrustables, I'm sending you this letter because I like your sandwiches. For a long time, I've thought that sandwiches would be better without crust. And I just really appreciate that you care enough about my wants and my needs that finally there is a sandwich without crust. As I bite into you, I get these flashbacks from my childhood and I just feel giddy as a little schoolgirl as the jelly splashes around in my mouth and hits my taste buds. I'm filled with a joy that I've never known.
I'd also like to get to know you better and find out what you do with your crust.
You take that crust off, baby. Oh, slower now. Don't go too fast.
Oh my God.
Take that crust off slower. Oh, yeah. I like the shows that don't make any sense. Those are my favorite ones. Coming up on the show here on the Playhouse in the morning, we have Lord with Royals. Also, this is a more Flesh the Format Friday. And the Celebrity Sizzler as well. Oh my God. Take that crust off now. Oh yeah. I like sandwiches cut in triangles like my mom used to do.
The Morning Playhouse.
Amazing. So good.
Y94.